Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This version of the show, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging around in my neighborhood. I don't know what's going on in your neck of the woods, but I know it's pretty busy in mine. COVID-19 cases, etc., and reaction to the death of George Floyd. He was memorialized in Minneapolis today, and there were some really, really cool and honorable, I think, protests all over the country, a huge one in New York. His brother took the stage and for a few minutes and talked about how proud his brother would be and looked at the crowd of faces of every single kind of person you could ever imagine. What I envision of America, right? That it's everything from A to Z, meaning all kinds of people who have all kinds of different ethnic backgrounds. And while that was going on, you had the three officers who were part of the aiding and abetting, charged with aiding and abetting, and part of what happened with George Floyd, making their first court appearance, and a Minneapolis judge remanded three of the four former officers involved in Floyd's death on $1 million bail during their first court appearance. So the three were charged with second degree aiding and abetting, felony murder, second degree aiding and abetting, manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. And former officer Derek Chauvin was arrested last week and initially charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter, but the charges were upgraded to second-degree murder when the AG in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, felt that there was enough to move that up. So he's currently in jail on a $500,000 bond at this point. Just to throw this in, the officers didn't enter pleas, but their attorneys made a case for a lighter bail sentence, citing their ties to the community and cooperation with the investigation. The next appearance for them is on June 29th. The world turned 10 days ago when then officer Chauvin put his knee on Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes when he was saying, "I can't breathe," before he was killed. And sad to see that, as we saw it over and over and over and over again. And the wheels of justice turn slowly, and we'll see where all these cases head once the initial court appearances, of course, are over with. As I mentioned, it really was about honoring George Floyd. And I watched, as ABC News did a pretty good job of this, because this was in New York, Terrence Floyd, the brother of George Floyd, whose death, after being restrained by the officer, as I described, sparked all the protests and calls for justice and an end to racism all over the U.S. and even the world's become that big. And Terrence Floyd, as I said, addressed thousands of people. There were thousands of people who were at a vigil in Brooklyn for George Floyd. And, you know, he was short and quick what he said, really. But he said that his brother would be proud. And he would be proud of a peaceful protesting. And he said, "Power to the people, not just my people, not just your people, not just the people who they think is important or whatever. I'm talking about power to the people, all of us. And I thought that was good. Language has become very, very important, what people are saying when big crowds gather. And, of course, that had to have been an emotional moment, I would think, for for him. He did say one thing. He said, my father's gone, my brother's gone, they're up there together. So when I heard that name, meaning people were yelling George Floyd, it made him feel good, as he was his namesake. And while that also was happening in New York, there was the memorial that took place in Minnesota, where it was, music for more than 8 minutes at one point, the exact amount of time it was until Floyd had died. And Al Sharpton and some others were on hand to talk about the significance of the moment and what George Floyd would ultimately represent and be, etc. So now we head through another weekend, and what is that weekend going to look like? Is it going to be a weekend filled with peace, or is it going to be a weekend filled with some rage and some more than bad apples making their way to cities to stir the pot and then claim something else? If you see that happening and you're at a protest and this is what's happening, and I love it, those people are being outed, they're being grabbed, they're being taken over to the police, because remember, the one weapon we all have is the cell phone, and immediately you just start videoing, and that's exactly what's been happening. I'm going to take this to mean that we could be seeing, as we watch that happen, we could be seeing some signs of the opposite direction for COVID-19. That's why it's worrisome when the crowds gather and some people don't have masks on, because it seems as though that's working. 110 deaths in the U.S., 437,000 recovered, 1.91 million total cases, and that's in the U.S. Worldwide, 383,000 deaths, 6.42 million confirmed cases. So that's where we're at there. It's about the credibility of tests. It's about the testing and moving as fast and safely as possible. And that's exactly what these labs are trying to do. For them, a lot's at stake, too. It makes sense. And this is a weight game. This is a waking. Speaking of waiting, while tests were happening and peaceful protests were happening and emotional memorials were happening for George Floyd, we're open for business. Vegas. The casinos had been down for 2 months. So now cards are being dealt, dice are being thrown, slot machines are ringing, and people were gambling again, and people wanted to gamble because the casinos opened with some new rules, etc. But lots and lots of people, hundreds and hundreds of people, had flown in from other places to have a chance to be at their favorite casino, right? Wynn Resorts pushed back its planned opening to daylight hours as a nod, they said, to the protests over George Floyd's death. They didn't want to interfere with that. And it was an expensive, unprecedented shutdown. Dealers wore face masks or shields. Bartenders, same thing, face masks. And so there are definitely some changes, but there are people that were making bets, taking bets, etc. Think about that. Stay with us. Numbers coming up on the flip side.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM. The numbers are around us, and you can see them in almost everything we do, right? Good and bad numbers. The NBA is returning. Only 22 teams, if you haven't heard this. It is official. The NBA's Board of Governors approved that plan on Thursday. So three-fourths of the 30 NBA teams have to ratify the proposal. They believe they will. And this means they're heading to Orlando because that's what they're going to do. That's where they're going to restart. Reimagine this, as I like to say. Disney, think Disney, and Walt Disney World Resorts near Orlando, Florida. So a single site for a campus for all games, practice, and housing. How about that? So now it's almost like they're Olympic athletes. And it makes sense. Keep them all together. Have those specialists there, public health experts, all that, to watch and prevent what could happen with COVID-19. Have these testing protocols, which they will, and this will be an interesting thing to watch unfold. So not too much longer that's going to happen. You know, we're looking at the once that's ratified, picking up that pace, and the NBA finals would end. They would start on July 31st. They say the NBA finals would end no later than October 12th, and then they have the NBA draft right behind that. And then the 2021 season would start on December 1st, about 2 months later than previous years. And we'll see where we are as a country, as the coronavirus has either been you know, we've got the vaccine. It's amazing. We know who has it, who doesn't, antibodies and all that stuff. I mean, I'm thinking glasses half full right now. If not, then they can push that further down, and so that makes sense. J.C. Penney's. Whenever I had an emergency, it wasn't too far from where I grew up. There was a mall. It was called the Esch Mall, in fact. I remember it. I remember the first time my mother let me walk there. I thought it was so cool. Malls now, forget about it. But J.C. Penney's was there, and there would always be some emergency thing I would have to grab. Grab the emergency, whatever it was. Pants, sneakers, or whatever. J.C. Penney's closing 154 stores across 20 states. You might be one of those shoppers. They filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on May 15th. Pandemic, of course, slammed their sales. That was the final blow. This was a company that was 118 years old, just struggling to overcome a mountain of debt. Just could not do it. I mean, has to be difficult, but what do you do when you can't stand any longer? And they just could not stand any longer. You might remember this actress, and maybe you just remember seeing her face, Mary Pat Gleason. She did have a lot of roles in film and TV. She died at the age of 70. Funny lady. She was. She had a role on a CBS comedy, Mom, that's been running for a while now. She also appeared in Friends, Will and Grace, American Housewife. You get it. She was in some interesting films, too, Basic Instinct, etc. And you could just tell she had that face. She had that character actress face of where she could blend in some of those different roles, and so she did. So she had a great career with the roles that she was able to get, because so tough, right? That's the unemployment rate and under normal circumstances is crazy for actors of any sort, but she made her way. So she died at the age of 70, not COVID related that they released anyway. All right, how about this? You know, we talk about the unemployment numbers, and it was just under 2 million this week that filed, but you look at the job market, and already more than 10,000 people have already accepted buyout offers to leave their companies despite unemployment being at the highest levels of their lifetime. You know, and you think, why is that? Because sometimes the voluntary buyouts are better for the people, actually. It makes more sense. And certainly for the company, it reduces labor costs and it encourages more senior, generally more highly paid employees, let's be honest about it, to boot out. And for them, it's better. And then it would be better for some of the other employees. So American Airlines said that 4,500 pilots and flight attendants had taken an offer as of a month ago, and they're coming up with more buyouts and early retirements that are coming to American, too, as well. That, of course, that industry was slammed, and that's not a shock that people would take buyouts, seeing the handwriting on the wall. And there are other companies, of course, that are doing the same thing. It just depends on the seniority of the person, you know, etc. Who expected this? Do we expect that 2020 was going to be the 2020 that we're seeing now? And somebody was telling me this today, and now we're just at the start of hurricane season. And I know I talked about that on the air. And, you know, here's what they're saying. It doesn't look real good. There could be some bad hurricanes. But I'm just gonna think positively that maybe we just have some tropical storms and we don't have something awful that slams into one of our coastlines, because we certainly have seen those over the years. And you haven't lived until you've been through a hurricane. It's rough. As a kid, I went through one called Agnes, and the house we were in, I don't even know how it was standing afterwards, seriously. I just remember people being in canoes on the streets, and half of the backyard of where we were was washed out, was washed away, washed into the bay, actually. So he thought, wow, is this house going to get washed into the bay too? And we know the horrors of Hurricane Katrina, which the levees broke, and that was a big thing there. And then, of course, just awful, people stranded, people dying, and then Biloxi, Mississippi, bearing the brunt of the winds and seeing the destruction there. I'll never forget touring both of those places afterwards and realizing the difference of one with the water, mostly the water, and then the other being just completely slammed head on with what the force, the full force of the of the hurricane. Moving to something else, I talked about the airlines and numbers and people, people taking the buyouts, and then the story becomes, well, what about people getting on planes? Are we starting to see that? And a little bit more, but the numbers aren't crazy, haven't crazy shot up. More planes are getting ready to come back to their hubs, not thousands of them, but some, because the schedules are staggered. But a plane that I used to love to ride on was the McDonnell Douglas MD-80. And that's out of service. So normally that would be such a big deal when it went out of service. And they did the last flight of the Mad Dog MD-88. They did make a big deal about it. Delta did. And they had cupcakes and whatever, served light snacks, and people had masks on and stuff. But 33 years. I mean, that was really the backbone of Delta's fleet. And 4 decades plus in the sky. Think about that. Wow. And I don't know why, because it seems like there's enough room. I like the way the MD-80s flew. Maybe if it was just in my mind, I have no idea. They say the fleet flew 750 million passengers. I'll raise my hand. I was one of those. And achieved 12 million hours in the air. Wow. Did you hear what I said? 12 million hours in the air. And it's just time to retire, right? And that's exactly, what happened. It was the end of a very, very long era. Definitely. A long and good one, by the way. Hey, coming up on the show, we've got a couple of really great guests. We're going to have some interesting conversations, including happiness. How do you find happiness with things that are happening around us? And as we're trying to be better human beings, what about chasing happiness? Is there such a thing? Is it too elusive? What do you have to do? And especially if you just go back to even the staying at home, maybe a loss of job, trying to figure out childcare, trying to figure out safety, whatever it might be, and then the myriad of other emotions and things that happen as well. So it's going to be incredibly interesting to have that conversation, and that's just one coming up round the bend. Meet me on the other side.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. This woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the street, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we've thought this country is out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News. An influential retired U.S. official is tipping his November hand. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell confirming he's voting for Joe Biden in the upcoming election.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
Powell making the announcement on CNN's State of the Union while ripping into President Trump, accusing him of lying, not being effective, and insulting many people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, the name of the book is called Who is Jesus Christ? The Complete Story. And with us is Reverend Abraham Howard Jr. And he and I had the most interesting conversation off the air about what people know and don't know. And I've talked about this before on the show that, I grew up Catholic. And it was a lot about, and I'm not making fun of this, but it was a lot about memorizing prayers and beatitudes and all of that. And we never were asked that question. We were never asked the question, who is Jesus Christ? So this is fascinating to me. Reverend Abraham Howard, thank you so much for coming on.
I appreciate you.
So you heard what I said, and we talked about that. When you when you sat down, and you have experience, obviously, in the Word and preaching, but that's one thing. What made you decide to tackle this? What made you decide, I'm gonna write this book?
Well, after 30 years of teaching in Sunday school, one day the question was asked me, was it true that Jesus was in the beginning with the Father? And I said, sure, it's true, because that's what it says. It says, how do you know? Well, I thought about it, and I said, well, I never really researched it. I'm just taking it by faith. And then I was over at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, reading what Paul said, and Paul said that the children of Israel, when they were in the desert with Moses, that the reason they were being bitten by serpents is because they had rebelled against Christ. And I said, is he saying that Jesus was in the desert with Moses? So that really got my mind stirring up on the question that was previously asked, and that's what made me start researching.
And so in doing this research, it was like a puzzle, right? Like putting it together, like what is the light? And there are hidden proofs that you unraveled, and that's how when you were asked that question and you started to think about that, you gave the example of Moses, but there are others, correct?
Yeah, well, you know, I noticed that then that John started off this gospel with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And it dawned on me at that time that he was the only one in the Bible, the New Testament, that called Jesus Christ the Word of God. So I began to research that, and I found out that that Jesus' name, his universal name, is the Word of God. That's his name. That's not just the title, but that's what they call him. And we find that in Revelation chapter 19. That's what he's called, the Word of God. And so now if he's called the Word of God, then why didn't that? My question is, where is he in the beginning then? It says in the beginning was the Word, so there's got to be some truth about it. He's got to be there because that's what it says. So the Bible was supposed to be infallible, so that made me look at Genesis chapter 1, the first 5 verses. And I didn't see him there, but Jesus made 2 profound statements in John chapter 17. He said, and now, Father, glorify thou me with thyself, with the glory I had with thee before the world was. So this gives you an indication that he was there with the Father before the creation of the world. But when you go to Genesis chapter 5, you don't really see it. Until you notice that in the first 5 verses, there is, God said, let there be light, and there was light, but there's no sun or the moon. So now, my curiosity went to, what is that light? So then I went to, after much research, I went to Revelation chapter 21 and found the New Jerusalem. And in the New Jerusalem, it says that Jesus is the light of a city that's 1,500 miles square. That's 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles deep, and 1,500 miles high. And he is the light of the whole city. So therefore, he's got to be the light. If he's the light in that city, then he's got to be that light that's in the beginning.
It's so interesting. So do you think it's like there's something different when you know, you have this trust, like, oh, okay, well, we just believe it. But now when you go deeper, do you think that makes the relationship with God or with Jesus that much better?
Well, it makes it much better when you realize that what is said is really the truth.
Yeah. And because we're human beings, so we always want proof, don't we?
You always want proof. You always want proof. But even now, you know, the Bible is written in such a mysterious way that if you don't really put a lot of study into it, you will never figure anything out. Because it will just be a lot of words, but what does it really mean? It just means a lot of words that you either believe or you don't believe. But in your inner self, you really will always have doubts.
So when you wrote this book, and again, the book is called Who is Jesus Christ? The Complete Story. We're speaking with the Reverend Abraham Howard Jr. You can get it on Amazon. Did you purposely, as you unraveled this, wrote it so that people could understand what you were talking about and the passages, right?
Yes. Well, in my first book was Searching for Jesus. And that was based on one scripture where Jesus said that you think you have eternal life, but if you search the scriptures, you'll find out just the testimony to me. And then I wrote, but people couldn't really grasp that because it's full of scriptures. And if you really haven't studied or know a lot about the Bible, you'll be lost. So then I wrote my first edition of Who is Jesus Christ, the Complete Story, trying to help people out a little bit. But then it dawned on me that I needed something extra to go along with it, because they were still a little confused. So this would prompt me to write my second edition and put more material in there, plus dates, times, events, so that a person could really lock into when it happened, how it happened, and the place that it happened.
When you unlocked this and you were sitting there and you were going through different passages, and again, even though you have a background in it, did it just kind of blow your mind when you figured this whole puzzle out?
Oh, of course. for example, in John chapter 8, Jesus said that Abraham believed him. And the Jews said, "You're not even 50 years old. And you mean you were with Abraham?" And when you really read that, you're trying to say, well, was he with Abraham? So now, when I read it, I went back over and looked at the whole story of Abraham, and I found out that what he said was really true. But when you read the story of Abraham, you're not going to get it just by reading the story. You have to understand, who was he during the time of Abraham? Well, he's called the Word of God. But when you look at how it's written in Genesis chapter 15, he's called the Word of the Lord. And it's all in small letters. And the reason why it's in small letters, because he really hasn't been manifested yet. But listen to what it says. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." So here we see that Christ came to Abraham in a vision. And then it says, "And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying," after he came to see him in a vision, he came to see him in person.
Wow, it just, you know, listening to how this all comes together is just amazing to me. And how long did it take you to unravel all of these, you know, hidden proofs?
About 3 years.
Wow, 3 years. Yeah, that was some puzzle.
I mean, 3 years, you know, you just think that I've got to dig through the whole Bible. You know,
right.
I mean, I have to go in there and look at every scripture, look at what was said, who said it, why did they say it, and then because everything is not written in one place, you got some things in Genesis, then you got some things in Exodus and Numbers, and some things are said in Genesis that relate to something in Revelations, and then there's some things in Genesis that take you to Matthew and then John, and then back to Isaiah. So you really have to go back and forth, and then you have to sit down and put it all together to where it makes some sense.
Yeah, exactly. And so 3 years, I can see how you pull that out, write it down,
yeah.
Figure it out. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
I hope that when people read what I've written, that they just won't take my words or take my study until they have really studied themselves, took what I've said, studied everything I've written, and then prove to themselves that what I've written is really the truth.
There you go. So I like that. So I just thought of something funny. It's like, don't take it as gospel.
Yeah, well,
go back and write.
Yeah, when right in front of my book, I say this very thing. Don't take my word for it. Study what I've said. Look at all the references that I've written down, and then come to your own conclusion.
Yep. Which is brilliant, and that's what you want ultimately. The book is called Who is Jesus Christ? The Complete Story, Reverend Abraham Howard Jr. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Disobedience, pride, rebellion will separate your God. Satan with his devils will take possession.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
All right, you don't have to listen to this show for very long to realize how much I love talking about time and space and the whole idea of what could we possibly look at in the future, right? You know, and the whole fantasy of that. And somebody who's explored that realm is Stacy Glenn. He's an author. He's written Councils 12. And let me tell you about this book. So, of course, I get a lot of books and a lot of people that talk to me about their books. But this is a book that I started to read and then had a ton of travel and then talked to Stacy, and I was like, okay, now I got to finish it up because now I'm even more excited that I know the story behind the story. So you're going to get a sneak peek in our conversation. Stacy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate. It's good to be here.
So let's talk about that for people who have no idea. You meet them and you say, hey, I've written a book, and it's Councils 12. Give us a synopsis. Tell us a little bit about what the book's about.
Well, it's about a man named Benjamin. He's torn between good and evil, and there's dreams that seem to be premonitions and fantasies of flesh and death, and he's not sure where one begins and the other ends. And then there's the Council's 12. They're entities of morality and holders of the dimensions and the two dimensions, and they're in a battle with the renegade Azazel. He is the dark angel that dwells within time and space. And Benjamin is basically sought out by both sides to salvage what each stands for. And he struggles with love and hate, and it all lies within the fate of the universe, and he'll use his powers to grant the existence of everything, to stand with eternal mercy, and hopefully just won't stumble into a deadly sin. And then there's a woman of his dreams, and she's hopefully the one that can save him, or the one that's going to destroy everything.
When you started to think about this novel, did the characters like Benjamin, did he just come to you? Did it start to pour out of you? What was it like writing this and creating this world?
Well, the name Benjamin, he came from one of the 12 disciples, the 12 tribes, the tribe of Benjamin, I believe it was, and it just seemed like that was the normal name, and out of the rest of them, and I just kind of went with that name for that character, and that's about it for that. So.
And, you know, in the storyline, it's interesting for people listening. Again, we're talking with Stacy Glenn, and his novel is Councils 12. You talk about the seven deadly sins. I mean, you go through them, and so fascinating to watch what happened there. Was it fun to, I say fun, but was it fun to write about the evil and the good and the seven deadly sins?
Yeah, it was interesting to get into the things that people can get into that could possibly destroy them, and I just kind of wanted to just go with that, and I needed to go to the opposite direction when he eventually needs to correct things, and he has to figure out how he's gonna, after he's screwed everything up, he's got to figure out how he's got to make it all good again.
Yeah, how do you manipulate time and space? I mean, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, that would be the fourth type civilization. Basically, they've just been around for so long that they know how to basically go into each universe that is born. I'm kind of saying that there's like just two universes, but only one exists at a time, and one when one dies, the other one is born, and it just keeps going back and forth. And the type 4 civilization people, they know how to travel back and forth without having to die and start all over again, like the renegade Azazel has to do.
Yeah, so, and for Azazel, I mean, that's the whole thing, right? It's frustrating. He's like on the hamster wheel because you said it, and think about this, people. He has to do it over and over, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Relentless. I mean, getting pounded relentless, because that's what it is. But that's the whole idea. And it's like I said, when you started to write this and then you go through, and now when you finish it up and you've got Councils 12, does it make you want to keep writing even more?
Yeah, it does. I've got other novels I haven't finished. I have another one that I did get published, Catherine. So, yeah, I'd definitely like to continue finishing these others, and I still have even others that I haven't even started yet that I've thought about writing.
Do you have any kind of sometimes when, you know, you write, and I've written some books, and people always ask this, and it's a great question of anyone who's written a book. Is there like a ritual? Do you have something you do, a desk, a place you sit, something where you can just focus on your story and what you're doing?
I just do the same thing every day, like 7 days a week, same time, same amount of hours. And I just have all my materials there and all my information I can look up if I need to make sure everything's accurate. And they just like, you know, quiet. It helps a lot to not have any distractions.
Boy, isn't that true? And you know this, Stacy, we live in a world of distractions. Even if you are by yourself, it seems like there's so many things that can take our attention away, especially now with the bubble that we're living in. And again, the book is called Councils 12, and we're speaking with Stacy Glenn and talking about the book and the characters and whatnot, and writing a novel and taking us through the ups and the downs of really what that life was like. And these are, you know, I was thinking about Benjamin. Is Benjamin or any other character in the book something that you could continue on with?
In like a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, that should be a sequel with Benjamin. It would be Benjamin and a girl that he meets in the end. So yeah, that would be. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah, I think it would, because of the story, and what I'm telling people that are listening, for all of you that know this, when you get a novel and you start to get into the novel, it's the story, the characters. You're either rooting against them, you're rooting for them. You want to know what happens to them, and you did such a great job of doing that. Did you know, Stacy, when you were a kid or even in high school, that, hey, I want to write, I want to maybe write a novel or novels?
No, didn't even cross my mind. I mean, you know, I wasn't too good at English, but I ended up going to private computer school, and I did pretty well in English, so that helped out a lot in trying to get your ideas together and everything.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, when you finish books, usually there's somebody, whether it's a boss, somebody you work with, or even family members. Who did you really want to show the book to, and what was their reaction?
I guess my mom, because she likes to read a lot. I just, my books are kind of like a mix of Stephen King, James Patterson, Dean Koontz. It's kind of all a little bit together, and just kind of received. Since she's done a lot of reading, I just thought I'd see how, you know, what she thought about it, and she liked it, so she helped me put it together too. So,
well, that's good, because since she's a reader, just like my mother was a voracious reader, it's always good to have those extra set of eyes. There's no question about that. For people that are right. listening to us and they're hearing us talk about Councils 12 and your process and writing it and whatnot. And they get the book. What do you hope that they take away from reading this novel?
I just hope that, you can see there's a lot of bad in people, and there's also a lot of good in people. And hopefully if we find the way out of the bad, and we can change and just be a better place for all of us.
Yeah, so there's the moral of the story. And did you have that in mind as you were writing it?
No, not really. I mean, maybe a little bit, but you know, once you write the whole thing, it comes together, and you kind of see the bigger picture of everything that's going on. You know.
Yeah, and when you, I don't know about you, but I know that I mentioned that I've written a couple books, and when I finish, it's just like it's like the best moment ever. Is it just a great moment when you know you finished it? When you knew you finished the story, was that the best?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because, I mean, as I was writing it, I was somewhat discovering what was going on, and the end was a surprise to me, as it will be to the reader, so.
See, and there you go. And so we didn't give too much away, and that's a good thing, because the end is a surprise, and that's what keeps you really invested, I think, even more in the book. So pick it up. You can get it on Amazon.com, Councils 12. Stacy Glenn, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.